and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 378. How are we all doing? You just got there at the end, Mike. Yeah. Had you forgotten the 370? You just think it's day 8?
No, bless. I couldn't remember. And I'm checking the output of the other station.
I know.
Because we're media moguls here.
We are. Yes, yeah. Mike's actually doing the news right at this second. It's amazing, isn't he? He's in two places at once. Yeah. Was that because you decided you were going to, you didn't want to be parted from the beloved MacBiters?
That's right. I decided to record the news earlier.
So, yay!
So I can stay here. Plus I've got a mountain of washing up to do.
Ah, that was because we decided on a lovely, lovely, lovely dinner.
It was very nice, wasn't it?
It was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Right, somebody's just posted in Slack. I think it's Johnny.
He can't see the chat.
He can't see the chat. Oh, dear. Well, he needs to refresh.
Refresh!
The chat's
there. Oh,
now
he can. He says, hey.
Wait, oh, I haven't seen that. Why is that missing? Ah, there he is. Right, hello, Alex. Congratulations. Hello, Anthony. And CQ, Deb. Hello, Jonathan. Happy Pesach for yesterday. How did it go? And how was your party and everything? What an exciting weekend.
And did you find the Afikoman?
Took a while to appear. Well, I'm not surprised. We started to do a little show, short show earlier. Went long, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was almost as long as an after hours. We had far too much fun in the chat afterwards. Lots of questions and it all, well, it went on and on and on, didn't it?
The Afikoman, I will explain for the non-Jewish people. On Seder night, the parent or... All right. Or grandparent, it was grandparent in my case, would take a piece of matzah and hide it somewhere. And it was known as the Afikoman. It's a bit like hide and seek. And then whoever finds it the next day will get a present or a prize.
Oh, cool.
You know, like 50p.
Cool, I'm liking that. I am liking that. That's like the thing at Christmas, isn't it? Well, it's not Christmas.
Hanukkah.
Gelt?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very cool.
So Johnny says it was exactly where he left it.
oh yes, Trio candy bars. That was so funny last night. Mike spotted the Trios on Tesco a while back. Was it Tesco or Asda? And I said, get some. So we did that. We took some pickies. And then Kath got on to me, I think it was Wednesday, and said, there's an Amazon delivery for you tomorrow, but don't open it until Saturday. Well, obviously, things go in the COVID cave. We've got things in there from 3 months ago. So I said to Mike, well, actually, I forgot to tell you, didn't I? Because it was really late when she let me in, told me. And Mike was in bed. So the following day, I thought, oh, I must tell Mike about that. But when it arrived, normally, if it's for me, it would be addressed to me. If it's for Mike, it would be addressed to Mike. And this one was addressed to Elaine and Mike Giles Thomas. So when Mike got hold of it, he said, this has got to be from Kath. She's the only one who actually puts the names on right. So I said, oh, yes, it is. Don't lose it. And we had no idea what was in it. No idea at all. It was 6 Trio bars, yeah. Wasn't it? But when I opened one, because I did open one, and I thought that I used to eat the fondant, didn't eat the biscuit. It's like a digestive biscuit, so a golden brown biscuit. And then on the top of it, it had like caramel, like a spread, I guess, but a bit stiffer than a spread. But when this one was already broken in half, so I looked at it and I thought, there's not much topping on that. So I set about it with a knife. Anyway, actually, it wasn't at all bad. No, I didn't touch the biscuit. Did not touch the biscuit. But yes, we had a lot of Trios last night, didn't we? It was great fun.
Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I guess it is a bit like that, isn't
it?
Yeah. Oh, we should do an Easter egg hunt, you know.
And who does it get addressed to when it's for Lola?
Lola.
Lola Bear.
Princess Lola, with all her surnames. She's got that many surnames. It's frightening. Like a Twix. The base is like a Twix, like a biscuit, but you know how a Twix, the topping on a Twix is kind of soft. This is harder than that. So it is like a caramel paste that's set. It's not at all bad, but I never used to eat the biscuit because obviously I wasn't fond of biscuit when I could eat biscuit. Now I can't eat biscuit. So I could just about scrape a little bit off the top and taste it from my youth. Trio. That was just so funny. So funny. And wasn't it amazing that yesterday was theatre day?
Yeah.
Poor Kaz. Poor Kaz. Kaz would be, she'd work every weekend. So she, I think she had Thursday off, but she was working at the weekend because she actually trains the children that are in all the local productions. So her busiest time is Christmas. This year, I don't think there were any pantos on. So, but most, virtually every child that is in the theatre school that she works at is working over Christmas and pretty much the rest of the year. There are lots of theatres within a travelable distance here. We've got, how many have we got in Manchester? We've got the Palace, the Opera House, the Exchange, the Library. The one in, we must have at least a dozen in Manchester. And then you've got all the surrounding areas. And she's not been able to set foot in a theatre for over a year now. So she's back teaching the kids. But can you imagine trying to teach dance via Zoom with young children? And some of these are as young as like 3 and 4. That's got to be tough. So yes, that was yesterday as well. So it was an almighty celebration last night. Oh, went on for ages, didn't it? Oh, Kim says, great class in master pages. Do you now know everything there is to know about a master page and are ready to deploy it? The nested and the stacked are just amazing. The what you can do with that is just amazing. I love that.
Right, I shall go and wash up.
I don't know why you don't just dump it in the bowl and come back.
Because there's that much, you won't fit in the bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, there never is when I do it, is there? Yeah. Everything gets done in one pan.
Yes.
I'm very organised when I cook. It just doesn't happen often.
Come on. Come down with Daddy.
Mm. Good girl. Oh, actually, Jonathan, when you mentioned being addressed when it's for Lola. Oh, by the way, Mike, I shut the A-lady up on the landing.
Oh, right.
She won't be saying anything at the moment because she's deaf. I turned off her microphone. So she's been very quiet since. the new towels were addressed to me, Jonathan. Didn't want her to get a little pause on those too early. She's in a bit of a mood today. She's being a very, very much a hormonal girly dog at the moment. The clocks are playing with Renee's mind. Are you back in again?
Come on.
She's coming back up here.
Yeah.
Are you settling down? She's a settling down dog, Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Settle down with me. Don't you talk to the map biters? Or is there the little incident of the bath? We were testing the towels, girl. Yeah. Had you test the towels, didn't they? And they were fantastic. They were very good. But she's less enthused. I can honestly say less enthused about the towels. What can you do? And it's messed up Jonathan's body clock as well. It's amazing that just the hour and you're all over the place. Not helped by the fact that the little clock that I got for beside the bed, which charges my phone as well, it didn't automatically change. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's not. Well, actually, this time it was good because the A lady next to the bed was saying, yeah, it's 5:15 in the morning. And the other one was saying, no, it's not. It's 4:15. And I thought I'd much rather it was 4:15 than 5:15 because that was when I went to bed. Wasn't it, Lola? You were already well away. You were a well away dog. Flop now down by the door. So what else have we got going on in here? Oh, Anthony did a talk to a group of cubs via Zoom. You can imagine teaching dance is quite an experience. She did it for the first time a couple of months back. And she did it on a Saturday. 5 hours it was. And she got to my request and just fell asleep. She said it was absolutely exhausting. And she had no idea how I did it day in, day out. And Kath's a teacher as well. She teaches, I think they're 18 to 25 year old, something like that, at Manchester College. And she's been doing virtual training for a year herself now. So she, it's about that time that we were all posting madly to Facebook last year. So there's some classics now that are coming up in your memories. One was Mike sat in the office with a pack of 9 toilet rolls and a speech bubble I'd put on him saying, Nina's my hero too. And the saga was we couldn't get dog food. And these supermarkets where you put stuff in the basket, like, no, we've not got that. How about this? We've not got dog food. Will cat food do? I thought, not unless you want to swap the cat for a dog. No. No, it won't. So I thought, it's all right, go to Amazon. Yeah, that wasn't the best idea either. That was the one where Amazon had £3.50s worth of dog food, six tins, and they wanted £48.99 for it, which was just carpetbagging in the extreme. So that wasn't happening either. So when Nina saw that, she was already going out. We weren't, because we were both working from home on top of everything else. So she pinged me and she said, I'm at the shops, they've got dog food and it's £3.80. So it's 30 pence more than usual. Do you want some? So I said, yes, please. So she brought them and left them in the porch. And then every time she went shopping, because these things were on rations, she would bring more dog food for Lola. So I did this picture of Lola saying, Nina's my hero, with a speech bubble and all this dog food. So then Nina was out again and she pings me again. So she's actually out shopping. She's shopping for her, Rachel, and Nina's mum. And she says, I can have, you know, X number of this and X number of that. And she said, now I've got one slot left. Do you want 9 toilet rolls? I said, yep, done. So that was why Mike had 9 toilet rolls in the office. This is what it's come to. This is what it's come to. It's sad, isn't it? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, let's have a look. Kim, I loved the nesting stacked bit. I've not used that, but I'll give it a go and give it a try. My newsletter, every page is different. Even the page numbers? Is even the page numbers different? If it is, but there's commonality between the issues, then a template might be better. Do not make me come over there and make sure that you're not nibbling at something, like my network cable lady. Lola, good girl, on the mat where I can see you. And she thinks I can't see her. What she doesn't know is I've got a camera pointing right at her. Oh, she's discovered it and she's off again. Lola, over there, and don't change your mind. Right, that's better. Here. She's literally right behind me. I need wing mirrors on this chair. In fact, I need a new chair. We're going to have to do some IKEA shopping, which doesn't appeal to me at all. I have got some dog treats somewhere. Or did I put them on a plate? Yeah, she's only had one. She's looking moody. Does Kiva get moody? This one gets moody. You'll feel jet lagged tomorrow. You always do when they go forward. It takes a few days to get used to it. The worst time I remember, it was an absolute nightmare. I was in London for the weekend doing a revision course. And I can't remember why I didn't go on my own, because on reflection, it would have been a better idea. But Mum and Dad were with me. I think they decided to make a weekend of it. So Saturday and Sunday, I was in the university doing a private revision course. So what they do is, you are a student of the University of London, but the way the University of London works is it's all separate colleges. So you'll probably have heard of the LSE and the Tropical Brigade, University College. There's a million colleges in the University of London. So mine was a private college. So that's where you got your tuition, but your examination body was the University of London. So we went down and the University of London themselves were running some revision courses. And I wanted to go on them desperately because the people who would be teaching you would be the people who were marking your exams. So anything they had to say was going to be very important. So I headed down for this revision weekend and it happened to be when the clocks were going forward. So Dad insisted he was driving, company car and all that. So he gets down there and that was fine. First day was fine. They picked me up when it had finished. They'd had a day out shopping, that they were having a good time. The second day was obviously the day that the clocks had gone forward. So I lost an hour. But the thing was, to get the best out of the revision course, I worked till 4 in the morning. So I was exhausted. I was completely exhausted. I will openly admit that. So we gets down there and I worked my socks off all day, as per usual. And then it was before mobile phones. When I came out, the car was outside, Dad was in the back. And I thought, what gives? You know, because Mum didn't drive. So the passenger, the driver's seat was empty and he was in the back. Well, he had a thing called tinnitus. And it's an ear imbalanced ringing type noise. But he also went through this phase where he would feel really, really ill. And he'd either be boiling hot, but most of the time he was freezing cold. And it was odd to see when you looked at him, because he'd be saying, "I'm cold, I'm cold." His teeth would be chattering and he'd be shaking with cold. But if you touched him, he was red hot. The sweat was pouring off him. So he'd had a couple of these funny turns, but, you know, very well spaced out. And he hadn't had one for weeks. Only he'd had one driving to college to pick me up. So Mum had managed to get him out of the driver's seat and get him on the back seat, lay down. So the funniest thing with this was I was exhausted. You can imagine, you'd done like 16 hours over 2 days and then you'd worked half the night. So Dad says, "You'll have to drive home." And I said, I can't do that. It's a company car. I'm not insured. Yeah, I've never driven the thing." Well, it was either that or nothing. Well, Mum was a worrywart to start with. The prospect of being in a car being driven by somebody who wasn't insured, in air quotes. But I said to her, "I'm fully comp." I said, "I'm pretty sure my insurance will cover me to drive another car." But I wasn't covered on the company's insurance. I said, "But I'm sure I'm insured." I said, "But don't tell him that." Oh, he was a minx, because these funny turns, they disappeared as soon as they arrived. So one minute he's direly ill, the next minute he's fine again. And usually when he'd had one, it wouldn't come back for quite a while. So I'm stuck in traffic a Sunday night heading out of London. It's chaotic, trust me. And he's on the back seat playing with a radio. I nearly brained him. By the time I got home, I think I'd had in 3 days about 3 hours sleep. And he's playing away like crazy on the back with a radio. We watched that light and I thought, "No, don't tell me how to drive as well." So, yeah, I'm not keen on the clock shifting either. It upsets me. The other thing is, it feels like, well, now it's 7:15. And it's relatively light. You know, obviously this time yesterday, it would have been dark at 6:15, which means the summer's coming. Which, as far as I'm concerned, are you behaving yourself? No idea what she's up to. I'm going to have to move this camera. Summer's coming and that means heat. And I don't like heat. So, yeah, all in all, I'd be happier if it was October and we were heading up to Christmas. Because you know me, I do love my Christmas. Right, let me get back to the chat. Oh, it's 2 weeks and Kim's still not right. Body hates the change. Anthony found this talk, which was only 30 minutes, exhausting. Most of them were well behaved apart from one. Don't know why the organisers didn't just mute him. There's always one Anthony. I know exactly what you mean. But it can be exhausting. And I think unless you've tried it, you might not appreciate just how exhausting. My dad was like that because his job when he was very young was manual. He worked on a farm, you know, and he would work like 18 hours a day when he started working when he was 15. So, you know, he knew what hard work was. He didn't appreciate like mental exhaustion at all. The stuff that was like when he had to think, he'd been doing it for that long. He didn't have to think. And he couldn't understand that you would be physically tired from mental exhaustion. Mum did, but, you know, I was always revising for exams or learning something new. And he couldn't understand why that would make you tired. He was like, what was that phrase he had? Something like hard yakka, meaning like hard work. And he did not appreciate mental work. And me and Mum would just eyeball him with, "Don't you dare say anything. Don't you dare." And most of the time he didn't, but occasionally he made a mistake and he did. But it can be totally exhausting. So I completely understood where poor Kaz was. And, you know, I can only imagine it with children. Adults are bad enough, aren't they? But children, oh my. I'm glad you enjoyed the By Request show, Renee. It was fantastic to have you with us. What a party we had. And Lisa, when she was playing Scrabble, Only Lisa could get words like that. And, you know, Kath gets totally mortified with things like that. They were doing a Scrabble game. Bill and Maura always play Scrabble. And Maura usually beats Bill, but Bill has won for 5 weeks on the trot. Good night, Jonathan. Enjoy playing with the rubbish. And so Maura's getting a bit dodgy. Bit dodgy that Billy's now winning. So Lisa and James decided they'd have a game, which James won. I think I've only played Scrabble once. But Lisa had naughty words lined up. So in my mind, Lisa took the biscuit on that one. Is your daddy coming back? Is that why you're shifting? And we can tell him why you've been gnawing at the knee. Just check the left knee. She's a menace.
Come here.
Kiva is always happy. Lola has her hormonal moments, doesn't she, Mike?
She does.
She does. And she's having a hormonal weekend at the moment. Oh, when working in the office, she found exams and meeting new patients exhausting. But surgical day, was surgical day easier? Because they were out cold. I can imagine that meeting patients must be exhausting because you don't know what you're going to face in terms of 99% of people aren't keen on dentists. So you really don't know what you're going to face. It's like that with the law. Although, to be honest, meeting the client depended on the client. It depended. I mean, there was one client. I had one while I was working at this personal injury practice. I had one business client. He was a pain in the proverbial. He had some problem with the VAT and the Inland Revenue. Just pay the tax and then we've got no problems, have we? But he was one of those, as long as he could put it off. And then in the end, they tried to make him bankrupt. Oh, it was bad news. It was bad news. But he was a nightmare. And yet, the majority of the clients who'd had either a medical malpractice suit going on or an accident, and they were all the plaintiffs, so they were all the victims. No matter, like, they'd be in wheelchairs, they would have legs missing or more. And without exception, they were just so wonderful. Never a complaint. But this one business client, and I thought, this is why I'm not in corporate law. You do me head in. I really did want to just, like, write. Say, why don't you just pay the tax bill and be done? But I was stopped doing that, unfortunately. Like, why did I end up with this one? Oh, and another one they tried to shove off on me, but I did have some sympathy with that. We had a person there who was still a trainee, but they had only wanted to do one kind of law all their life, and it was family law. So they were on the angle for any family law cases that came through the door. Me, hate family law. Hated it so much, I dropped it. So don't put any family law cases my way. Anyway, this family law case came in and she was on it like Flint. So I thought, good, then I don't have to look at it. And she bottled it. She took the first instruction, which by the time the women had arrived, it was two women, two sisters. By the time they'd arrived, she'd bottled it. And it was because it wasn't like a standard case. If there's such a thing as a standard case, just saying. It was one of these where the husband had taken the kids out of the country and we needed all points, all ports, warnings and all kinds of stuff. What did I know about that? That's not medical malpractice. What do I know? Guess who got lumbered with it? Oh, that would be me. Because she totally bottled it and ran out the room. I mean, you can't do that as a lawyer. So the principal, who had less idea with family law than I did, came and said, can you just go and deal with it? I said, deal with it in what way? I said, I can't advise them. I don't know anything about. Well, do you know anything? And I thought, well, I did 6 weeks of a family law course, but I don't think it's going to cut it in this circumstance. So I had to go in and sound like I knew what I was talking about and explain to them that, you know, this was a complicated case and that it would be better if we referred it to a family law specialist, blah, blah, blah. If there was a, as we say here, if there was a shitty stick, I found it.
Can you say that on the radio?
I can say anything I like on the radio, Mike, because it was true.
It's your station.
Hated that. Oh, this is not doing anybody any good, is it?
No.
You are a mooching little madam. I think you should take a leaf out of Kiva's book and become excellently behaved all the time. She's looking at her dinner. Now, if we're going to get technical, it's a breakfast, but don't tell her that. She doesn't know.
It's a breakfast in a different dish.
Oh, neatly done, Mike, so it looked different. Well, she's looking at it.
Well,
she's
the stuff that was on the top's now on the bottom.
Oh, you know he's such a clever dog, Daddy, isn't he?
No, we just turn it upside down. It's like an apple turnover.
Yeah, but most people, if the dog doesn't eat it, just give it back the way it is. But she is looking at it, wondering if it's different.
It's very different, Lola.
You're having a gander, aren't you, Lola?
It's 7 hours different.
Well, I did put a tiny, tiny piece of bacon on it. But she even turned her nose up at the bacon, so she's not herself at the moment. She's having a ponder and flopping near the food, just in case anybody steals it, but she's not prepared to eat it yet, crying out loud. Oh, what can you do with people? So according to the calendar below, Maroon ceases to exist from the 1st of April. Is that a joke? I see what you did there, Renee. We put them on a month at a time, seeing how we're doing.
Just in case Boris lets us out.
Just in case Boris lets us out at any point, which obviously he's not doing. So I predict that when I'm sorting my calendar out for the week, it may reappear. There you go. No, we're going to be in lockdown. Well, settle down and I'll tell you what'll happen. Just call me Mystic Meg. According to Boris, we're back to the rule of six tomorrow. In case you missed out on the rule of six, that was last July. Six people can meet in a garden, but they've got to socially distance. They can't meet in a house and they can't use the toilet. So it's a bring your own bucket affair. Or, alternatively, two households can meet up, but only two households, but it can include a bubble. So that could make it four before you start, but they've got to be bubbled. And then it can be any number of people, but only outside. No toilet facilities. Back to that again. So that was last July, and that's coming back tomorrow. But Boris decided that the pubs could open on the 12th of April, which is after Easter. Now, obviously, he made his mistake in July by making it 4th of July. And then there's other lightening up of the regulations after that. So at the same time as that's happening, 3 weeks from now, it's predicted that the rise in cases in Europe will hit the UK. And Boris has chosen that week to let more people out. So here's what will happen. We'll be out for the grand total of 5 minutes. Everybody will get reinfected with other variants and we will be back to square one. Probably 3 weeks after that. You heard it here first. Now, me, what would I do with them? Block the Channel Tunnel with the MPs. That would be a better bet. In fact, the other day, did you see the debate the other day, Mike? There was the House of Commons. You've probably seen the House of Commons. It's the one with the green seats. The red seats are the House of Lords. The green seats are the House of Commons. There was at least three MPs in there. There should be 650. I don't think everybody was on a Zoom. It's absolutely disgusting how little work they do at times. The whole place was empty. It really wasn't worth having the security on it. Why can't we just do the whole thing virtually? So that's my prediction. So I do predict that we'll still be going in April. Kim believes I'm correct. It's just so sad that you can see it coming. And I said to Mike, it feels like August last year, where everybody's attitude in the UK at the minute is, yay, we're coming out of lockdown, we can go to the pub, we can have our hair done, we can do this, we can do that. And I said to Mike, last August, I was like, I can't believe people are so dim-witted that you can do that and it won't affect the R rate, because it will, and it did. And it got worse. I mean, it was bad before Christmas. And then, you know, he gave us 5 days that he took away and then said you can have one day. And people died based on meeting up with family for 2 hours. It was criminal to allow that. And he's doing it again. And it's not just the fact that he's changing the restrictions and stuff that's the issue. It's the way that he does it. He does it with, like, I guess a bit like Trump, when Trump was very, when he wanted something. You know, you complain at the Capitol and that, and people took that to mean literally, you know, annihilate the Capitol building. Boris is the same. Boris is like, I'm going to the pub. We should all go to the pub. And before you know it, it's a mass piss up. What the heck? I don't understand it. You could say, you know, from that date, you can go to the pub, but be careful, socially distanced, blah, blah. No, he doesn't do that. Just we're all going to the pub. And you're thinking, you need to caveat that, Boris, but he's gone. So he's looking on the very, 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 very bright side that it'll all work out. And I cannot understand that. Given his experience, I cannot understand why you would have that attitude. Because it's going to all kick off again. How can it not? He's talking about letting people go on holiday from the 15th of May. But if you leave the country, it's a £5,000 fine. And I thought, well, yeah, if British people leave the country, fine. Just don't let them back in. Because the problem, surely, is people coming in, not going out. It's letting them back in that's the issue. Because the airports are still wide open. No testing. Just, you know, self-isolate if you don't feel well. Carry on, as you were. It is ridiculous. So I can't see. Nothing's changed in terms of the logical things that need to change based on what happened last time. They're not doing anything like that. So it'll be a complete carve-up. Watch and learn, the rest of you. Like, don't do what we do. Because it'll be bad news. Right. Oh, Word Feud. Not heard that one. Is that the one your mother was playing?
It was. Well,
oh, there you go.
My mother wanted to play it. But
did she get propositioned by a bloke?
It's only available on iOS, I think. And she wanted to put it on a computer.
Well, now she'll have an iPad and she can put it on there.
Oh, talking to my mother.
What's she up to now?
I told you, she got an email that said she's used 75% of her iCloud storage and she can buy some more at 79p or whatever it is. So she forwarded it on to me and said, is this genuine or a scam? So I said, it's genuine, leave it, I'll deal with it during the week. So then I thought, I'll go and log into her iCloud account, which was fine, but then it asked me for two-factor.
So she got the text?
She got the text, yeah.
Got to love this.
I wonder if she's answered security questions.
No, you don't have to if it's two-factored. Security questions are only there now if it's not two-factored.
I'll be all right in that case.
Because I know we've both got an account that isn't two-factored.
Yeah.
I needed a way in just in case the two-factor failed, which it did spectacularly when I set it up. Couldn't get my own account. And then I had to ring Apple, who said it had all worked and everything was fine. And I said, well, that doesn't explain why I can't get in. So she had to redo it. Anyway, it's all right now. Let's leave it alone. Oh, Paul, that's so true. With all those rules, I'm not sure. I leave the house, not sure which rule I'm breaking. Exactly. You know, there's things you can do, things you can't do, but it changes every 5 minutes. The rule of six, the rule of two, the rule of ten. I can't keep up with it. The other thing we did, of course, was the tiers. So you're in tier one, two, three. It was one, two and three. And then because it got worse, they had to add a tier four on the end. Couldn't make it up. But we're not going back to the tier system because that didn't work very well. So that I can tell you, we're not doing that. Oh, Renee's got the rule of two, but nobody enters his house, not on his watch. Exactly, that's how we are. Like that imbecile last week that had to come around to collect things.
Oh, yeah.
Who rocked up at the front door, having had one of his jabs with no mask on. Mike literally opened the front door about an inch and threw a bag at him. The dog was keen to get out, though, weren't you?
She was, yes.
Lola! You were good, weren't you, last week? Not so good this weekend. Intent on we, you know, we've groomed you and you look beautiful. Can't you just leave it like that instead of you trying to groom you? You know, I've already done all of that. It was hard work, that. So, yes, we've got a fun week ahead. I won't be partaking in it. None of it. The whole thing's complicated. Hello, Tracy. So Kim's a 50% capacity. Case is exactly the same as last summer when we were in lockdown. Makes no sense. It doesn't to me. They're saying the R rate's going up, but the figures are coming down. But last time when the R rate was going up, the figures were going up and they were concerned about that. I can't keep up with them. And you'll find like stories next to each other and you just look and laugh. There was one, and I took a screenshot of it. It was that stupid. Where's it gone? Screenshot. Or was it on the iPad? Oh, hang on. These things will all be from WhatsApp, won't they? Stupid WhatsApp things. It was two stories, and one was you know, people are going to be on their honour, basically, to behave themselves. And the next story that was on the page was about the problems in Exeter. The, what is it? Ban the bill. Ban the bill things.
Kill the bill.
Kill the bill. That's it. Kill the bill. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, really? You know, trust people to be on the best behaviour. And their next story was they won't be told to go home because of this Kill the Bill protest. So if Kim just thinks about what's going on in Seattle, it's like that. It's like that. They actually tried to set a police van on fire with the policeman inside it. I can't fathom why it's only in Exeter. You know, if that was a thing, I'd expect it to be in London. But apparently not. It's just a play with our minds down there. So is the story still there? 57% of all adults had at least one vaccine. England lockdown set to ease. Second COVID jabs guaranteed within 12 weeks. I'll believe it when I see it. Then you've got the Paris doctors warning that COVID cases will overwhelm them. And Putin says Russia will have immunity before the autumn. Where's the other one? No, it's disappeared again. This Kill the Bill one must have gone down the list. Must be nothing happening till dark with the Kill the Bill one. But when you've got two stories, one says we're going to trust the people, you know, to do the right thing. And the next one said we're going to have to bring in like martial law in Exeter. You think you can't trust people to do the right thing? What were you thinking? But that's what's going on anyway. I'm going to ignore it. Tomorrow is just another day as far as I'm concerned. Nothing's changed. As you were, move on. Still not heard from the doctor, so as and when. Tracy's still out and about. On her way home on mobile data. May cut in and out. Our data cuts in and out here. It's on Android and iOS. I did not know that. I've not heard of it. I've heard of Word something, and I wondered if it was the one that Mike's mum was after, and clearly it is. Kim tries to two-factor her mum's email account. So when possible, you can get into the mail. It's a nightmare. And Kim doesn't answer the door. No, neither do we. That's why we have cameras on the front door. It's like, no, it's all right. No, it is. Not interested. So definitely never answer the front door. But you see, most of the time, either Mike's training or I'm training. And you don't want the doorbell to be ringing, interrupting folk anyway. So that's why the doorbell is a powered doorbell. Turn it off. No, you can't hear the doorbell. And for the groceries that Renee's talking about, we've got the CCTV. So we sit here with an iPad on, and like Friday night and Saturday night, I said to Mike, they're here, and then off he goes. So you can actually see them. So you don't have to wait for them to ring the doorbell. The grocery delivery guy never wears a mask. You pay you with your watch facing backwards. That's poor, isn't it? I know some do and some don't they?
Mm.
But I think it should be mandatory.
Wendy did.
Wendy has before, hasn't she? Yeah. But you say a lot of the blokes don't.
Yeah, the guy last night did.
Right, going up a bit. No, I'm not. I'm coming down a bit. You have social distanced meetups with your 90-year-old aunt. Two of the children, two of the grandchildren. Well, you're sensible anyway. It's the people who aren't. It's the people who think that they're completely invincible to this thing. If you can't see it, it's not happening. It's those people that are the problem. But you know, delivery people who are going from house to house, I think wearing a mask would just be like a courtesy. But there's some of them that don't want to. What can you say? Kim does not believe a word out of Putin's mouth. Well, I can't think of Putin without thinking of that calendar. Remember all the photos that were of him fishing topless and him doing something else topless? Oh, it's so unseemly, but then again, we've got Boris. So, you know, pot kettle. Can't really say too much about that, but he does make me smile, Putin. He does. Ooh, Kim's got an eye appointment this week. Oh, no! One, you've got to go into downtown Seattle, but Kim, that'll mean people. I hope you're going out in one of those...
body armours.
Well, yeah, a bodysuit. Yeah, a complete head-to-toe body thing. I'm not good with eye appointments when we're not in the middle of a pandemic. It's too invasive. You're touching me. I don't like that. See, my dentist I'm fine with. All of my dentists I'm fine with, but no. Not the eye doctors. You never get the same one twice. And they lean over you. And you know, they're doing that kind of magnifying looking in your eye thing. Nope, sorry, freaks me out. I probably do need an eye test, but, you know, my eyes are different every day. Some days are better than others. So, you know, it would depend on what day you got as to which glasses you got. So I don't, it's going to be a while before I do that. Yeah, I don't think I've been since that incident at Asda, have I? The one where they did the eye pressure test.
Mm.
Well, yeah, if you'd have warned me, but you only got to do one eye because you didn't warn me. I literally flew across the room. I cannot abide that test. I know they're testing the pressure, but you're going to have to find another way to do it because it upsets my eyeballs. It was like, put your head in here. And I thought, oh, OK, then they're going to put like the lenses at the front. So your chin is on like a little metal thing. And then they're like looking into your eyes. At no point did they say, which is what I've got against it. You see, that's what I say to a dentist. Tell me what you're going to do. And I follow that up with, I appreciate everybody else that sat in this chair does not want to know what you're doing, but I do. So don't sit there with your and all of that. Speak. So if it's like that's bad news, we're going to need to do X, then tell me so. Then I'll know what to expect. But this idiot sat in front of me and I'm expecting like the magnifying thing where they're just looking at your eyes and they like pushed this like bulbous thing and air shot out onto my eye. Yeah, like I say, didn't get to do the second one. I screamed blue murder. Mike said it's nothing. And I said, I did not find that nothing. That was horrific to me. Actual pain. I did not enjoy that one little bit. So I didn't go back for the other bit. And I haven't gone back since, actually. Yeah, didn't enjoy that. Because I find dentists, doctors, they do tend to be qualified to some degree, don't they? But the eye doctors, honestly, there's certain tests that it doesn't actually have to be a qualified optician. So you end up with somebody sat in front of you doing the eyeball thing, and it looks like the 12-year-old, not employee, apprentice, where they're not actually qualified. And I'm always of a mindset with my history. Who are you? What's your name? What's your qualifications? Because if you're going to touch me and it all goes wrong, I'm going to sue you. So who are you and what qualifications have you got? And it turns out, I mean, that time it was at Asda, wasn't it? Not qualified at all. Literally just the junior. But you've got the optician saying, oh, he's doing that because I've told him to. That's not good enough. Yeah, that's like asking here's the heart surgeon and there's the cleaner. But it's all right. The cleaner's doing the op, but the heart surgeon says it's OK. No, that's not going to work. And if you go in and you say, like, you know, well, who are you and what are your qualifications? They look at you like you are absolutely card carrying insane because no one ever asks. But there again, none of the other people worked as a medical negligence solicitor and has all the experience of everything that went wrong. So they should just accept it, like the vets have learnt to accept it, where I'm like, and who are you and what are your qualifications? Do you have experience with dogs? Are you experienced with Samoyeds at all? Because they're a dog all of their own, aren't they, mate?
They are.
Oh, indeed they are. So that's what I'm like. So no, I won't be going in there. Oh, Kim's going to be all bubbled up. Excellent. Oh, no. Macular degeneration, I have to go every 6 months. 6 months would be too much for me. Oh, it would be too much for me, I'm telling you. I'm actually more worried now about going for an eye exam than the dentist. Other people think I am lock-upable. But, you know, you get a good dentist and you're okay. But the opticians, they never seem to, you know, if even 6 months apart. Do you know who your optician is? By name?
No.
No, there you go. Proving my point.
It was a Chinese guy last time.
You are expected to turn up and let whoever do whatever and not say a word.
Look at that.
Oh, have we got another dog?
Yes.
Second Sammy encounter in 2 days. What's going on? Oh, Tracy, you must have the bug. It must be Lola channeling.
Little face.
Let's have a look. Oh, look at that. Boy or a girl? looks like a boy, I would say. Looks
can't
like a boy.
It keeps its bits well hidden.
They do, but look at the feet.
Yeah.
Look at the feet and look at the head.
True. What's bigger?
The feet at the back, the actual, the width of the legs at the back, it's quite chunky. On a girl, it's quite narrow. And the head at the front is like a more of a prominence on the forehead. I think it could be a boy. It could be. So have you had a good day, Tracy? Has it been good? That looks like a sandy beach. And the weather looks amazing. We've had terrible weather. We've had, you know, all that rain. Yeah, it's carried on. Oh, look at those boats. And what an amazing sky. You don't need to replace that one, do you? Wow. Gorgeous. Blackpool just doesn't look the same. And that's probably our nearest, isn't it? Or would Southport be nearer? Isn't that the one with the rusting men on?
That's Formby, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell you what, it doesn't look like that. The sky may have looked like that once in the UK, but I think I was in Brighton at the time, so
it's
virtually I'm in France.
Very gentle dog and obedient. You don't say Sammy and obedient in the same sentence.
Must be a girl, surely.
Do you, Lola? No.
Must be a girl. No, I would say it could still be a boy. Mayo was incredibly gentle. Do you remember when he decided he wanted some of that kid's ice cream and he'd just take a lick off the side of the cone? But he didn't hurt the kid.
No.
The grandmother went mental. Yeah, but the dog, the girl, the child was waving it. So, you know, what do you expect? Look how clear that water is. That looks gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I would take a picture out the window here. But you wouldn't see anything for the rain, so never mind. It'll stop raining in the end. It will go in the end. Kim thinks that of Putin as well. It can't be unseen, can it? Him with a fishing rod. And actually, you know, if I can understand you taking your shirt off and that if you're really ripped, but I didn't think he was, to be honest. Like, yeah, that's fine. Can you put your clothes back on? Oh, God, can you imagine if Nicola Sturgeon tried the same? Hug a topless for some popularity. Oh, dear. Oh, Renee's eye doctor. Let's have a look. Check the name. I'm checking the name right now. That's fantastic. I'm glad it's not April the 1st or I won't believe you. It's fantastic. I can read some of those words as well. Who knew cataract's the same? Cataract is exactly the same. And I can see that means introduction. I'm getting there. I am. Some of the other words, no. Oh, research is the same. Maybe this is how I should learn a language. Learn all the words that are the same and then fill in the gaps. That would work. Oh, utterly fantastic. Maybe the weather will improve here, but I haven't got a year on that. Oh, are you grumbling now? Do you want your dinner pushing closer to you and hand feeding off a gold fork? Oh, yeah, she's looking at her dinner and she's looking at Mike. As though if she looks long enough between the two, one or other will move.
You're going to go to bed very hungry.
You are, if you don't eat. So he moves the plate and she scarpers.
Come on, eat your dinner.
She'll eat it if you put other stuff in it. Mm. She enjoyed what she had off my plate at lunchtime. That was very nice. That's the Slack thing is because I think we only get something like 10 meg or something. 10 meg, 10 gig, something like that. But basically, it's just the older stuff dropping off the end. So don't worry, keep posting. Something will just drop off the end from ages ago. I would ignore that. Anthony pretends to eat something out of the treat tin and put it in Barney's bowl, then he'll eat it. That's what I did before. I gave one tiny treat to Mike and Mike put it on his plate and then picked it up as though he was eating it. And then Lola was very interested. And then she ate that one. That's all she's eaten. What are you doing now? You're mooching. You're mooching and all moody. Oh, what if they could see you and your antics, eh? Little moody girl. This is why Mum wanted a boy. Well, she didn't want a dog, full stop, actually. But she certainly wasn't having a girl. That was why we ended up in Glasgow. Oh, now she's being picked up and she... Oh, hang on, that's going to have to be photographed, isn't it? Good grief. Oh, now she's being a big soft girl with Daddy. And she's quite happy being a big soft girl. She's looking at the screen, so if you want to say hello, she'll read in. Right, let's send that one. Come on, let's Cloudly it. Cloudly, Cloudly. I tried uploading one to Cloudly last night. It took the best part of the rest of the night and didn't actually upload it. And I think it could possibly be doing the same thing again. Unless it's just in a slow mood. Oh, you big soft girl. You big, big soft girl. She actually looks like she's looking at the screen. Mm. Right, are you going to upload it? Oh, it's still thinking about it. I don't know. I think we could have broken this, you know. It's not saying it's not, but it's not saying it is either. Okay, I'll send it to the desktop instead. That's what I'll do. Right, that one's worked. Okay, let's get it up from the desktop and then you can see her being all soft. She's still there. Usually Mike picks her up and it's like a 2 second wonder and then she's had enough, but no. Oh, it's a HEIC. That's not going to work too well, is it? Right, I'm opening it and saving it as a JPEG. We'll be there yet. Look at that face. You can see Mike's little ankles in his socks there. Right, let's get that down. Let's change the size. And finally, I can upload it. That should do. Let's put that on the desktop. There it is. I'm wondering if I can get this posted before she shifts. And so far, it's not looking bad. Right, got it, got it, got it. It's clouded. Right, let's get it in the chat. And she's still there. Still there. Hopefully that's there. Let me know if that's there. With her looking her absolute cute best. Sometimes it says still uploading. There we go. There we go. Well, she looks settled, doesn't she? Mm. You big soft girl. Oh, I think she wants some quiet. Oh, no, she's kissing him. Oh, good grief. Honestly, get a room, pair of you. So what have we got planned for the week? Short week for us. Only 4 days. Then we have a holiday. She looks like she might actually get on that desk. Who's the best daddy? Oh, just hold me, daddy. Just rub my tummy. Oh, good grief. You're very welcome, Kim. I'm glad I could find that. You remember the last time? It was like, how's that working? I have to have a think about that. But that one was actually a workflow. That one I use all the time. All the time. Once you set a key up for it, it will do anything. It doesn't matter whether you want it uppercase, lowercase, whatever. You only have to remember one key. Whereas the other one that I had, where you put in convert case at lower, so CCL or CCU, you know, you've got to remember that there's two different ones, whereas that one gives you more flexibility. So it's a good one. That's one of my essential Alfred things that definitely need that one. Does a Trio taste similar to a Twix but with thicker chocolate? It does have thicker chocolate. It's wider. And the caramel isn't quite the same. The caramel is more set rather than being like stretchy. You know, if you broke it and you pulled, the caramel would like stretch. This is more like solid and stuck on the top of the biscuit. But other than that, it's fairly similar. I would say just the caramel thing would taste slightly different. But other than that, they're fairly similar. I'd not heard or seen of a Trio in probably about 30 years. Not that I look in the biscuit aisle, so that's probably why. Until Mike went looking for something wholly different and got hold of that instead. So that was when we bought it. And then Kath sent it. It was so funny that it came Amazon. You can literally... Do you imagine the day, if people had said that to you 20 years ago, that you'd be able to just order a packet of biscuits one packet of biscuits at the price that the packet of biscuits would be anywhere else, and somebody would hand deliver it to your door. You wouldn't have believed it. But that's what's happening. That's what's actually going on. Good night, Anthony. I'll see you soon. So we've got 4 days. We've got 4 days to plan the 10 days that follow that, that are our holiday. And of course, we've got after hours on Friday to find some content for. We've got the Adobe Bridge thing next week. And all the stuff that you're doing, because I think you've got webinars half a dozen times this week as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a busy old week, which we're going to start planning right now. So you might need some sleep, don't you? Having not got much last night. Mm. Normally, you see, Mike's ready and heads off to bed at 1 o'clock because he's up again at like six. But seeing as though we didn't get to bed till 2:15, that doesn't work very well. So he will be having an early night tonight. So hopefully we will see you tomorrow. But we will say for the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys. Have a good rest of the weekend.